This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming to you live.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cy Hirsch, two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, a man credited more than anybody of ending the Vietnam War, even more so than Walter Cronkite or Mr. Ellsberg. Cy Hirsch, two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, has come out in a shock bombshell interview that's on Infowars.com as a total blackout on this news, and said he talked directly to intelligence sources. We know one of them was the British ambassador, as well as folks at the highest levels of U.S. intel, that Seth Rich was the leaker. It was not a Russian hack. That's Cy Hirsch. There's a total blackout on this news. We're going to break it in the next segment. This is huge. Meanwhile, Google, YouTube, and others have launched massive censorship that started 2 days ago. Google and YouTube have banned a professor who refused to use gender-neutral pronouns in Canada. It's happening. Here's Paul Watson reporting.
YouTube says it will fight extremist content by censoring controversial videos. Who are they teaming up with to oversee this new program? Must be someone non-partisan, trustworthy, credible. A group that clearly knows the difference between free speech and violent hate speech. Right? It's the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL. Oh! But wait, I mean, surely YouTube wouldn't just hand power to those who would easily abuse it. This is a serious organization. The ADL's bar for hate speech must be pretty high, right? I mean, what is it? Advocating for genocide? Calling for violence against Jews? Oh, they literally think a cartoon frog is hate speech. That's how low the bar is. The ADL put the grandson of a survivor of the Nazi occupation on a list alongside actual neo-Nazis and white supremacists, simply because he's a conservative. They also listed a bunch of other conservatives next to actual neo-Nazis. Oh, but they're the impartial, rational, neutral outfit that's now going to thought police YouTube. They're not partisan at all. So a group whose entire existence and millions of dollars in funding every year relies on fanning hysteria over hate speech is now being given the power by YouTube to patrol hate speech. Gee, what could possibly go wrong? Who else is working with YouTube to patrol hate speech? The Institute for Strategic Dialogue, a group that runs a program on far-right extremism in coordination with the Swedish government. Oh, you mean the same Swedish government that put 14,000 people, most of them conservative commentators, on a Twitter hate speech block list? The same Swedish government that put PewDiePie, a dude whose content consists mostly of him playing video games, on that same hate speech block list? A government that thinks posting factual statistics about the link between migrants and violent crime is an act of hate speech? What could possibly go wrong? Who else gets to decide what is and isn't hate speech on YouTube? The No Hate Speech Movement, a group that says websites that criticize Islam are hate speech. A group that says the President of the United States should be banned from Twitter for hate speech. Yeah, that bar still seems pretty low, doesn't it? But hey, I guess YouTube are just following the example of Twitter and Facebook. When Twitter wanted to crack down on abuse and harassment, they teamed up with feminists who think telling them they suck is abuse and harassment.
Everything is sexist. Everything is racist. Everything is homophobic.
When Facebook wanted to crack down on fake news, they teamed up with Snopes, a credible, independent outlet that isn't left of Stalin and doesn't embezzle money to spend on luxury vacations and prostitutes. Oh, but don't worry, because YouTube says they're not going to censor controversial videos. They're just going to hide them, make sure they can't appear in the recommended bar, be liked or commented on. But they're not censoring them, honest. Let's get real. In the context of politics, the right has completely taken over YouTube. Even Vice.com had to admit it. The adpocalypse was only the beginning. Unless we bitch and moan about this over and over again, this is the start of the purge. And even if you're not a conservative, you should still be alarmed. They're going after anyone who isn't advertiser-friendly, which is basically anyone outside the limits of the narrow consensus of opinion that they subjectively define. Maybe we have allies within the company that can put a stop to this. But unless we fight back, this is the beginning of the end.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Liberals now are all over the news. They're the newest, biggest group buying guns, saying, "I'm preparing for civil war with the right-wingers." Thank God you just joined us and didn't know it. The Second Amendment is for a tyrannical government.
A sleeping giant that is humanity.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on the second day of August 2017 on this Wednesday worldwide global transmission. First off, out of the gates, 2-time Pulitzer Prize winning journalist Cy Hirsch has already written months ago that he talked to U.S. intelligence and
a top British ambassador who have actually met with high-level U.S. intelligence officers as well that have confirmed that Seth Rich was the leaker to WikiLeaks. We have Julian Assange publicly, within a week of Seth Rich being gunned down, shot in the back, saying that they don't ever give up sources, but that basically Seth Rich was their source and it should be investigated along those lines. We now have intel coming out that you have these Islamic brothers from Pakistan in control of the Democratic Party servers, and that Seth Rich was reportedly that night at a party with them. You have Debbie Wasserman Schultz threatening the D.C. police that she is over as representative of that area, saying, I'll cut your funding if you don't get back their laptops. And then you have them in the news saying, don't ever question Seth Rich's murder. Don't look at it or we'll basically have somebody sue you. Well, this is Cy Hirsch, ladies and gentlemen. The article's on InfoWars.com. The video and audio is on InfoWars.com. And there is a total MSM blackout on two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning author, who also exposed that ISIS and Al-Qaeda were being run by Obama. By the way, he's a liberal, a classical liberal. But he has a conscience. He's credited with ending the Vietnam War with his stories on the My Lai massacre, you name it. The guy that spurred Walter Cronkite to say the war was unwinnable because it wasn't meant to be won. Media completely ignores bombshell Seymour Hersh revelations on Seth Rich. Not a single MSM outlet has covered the story. The audio tape obtained by Big League Politics, Hersh says he saw an FBI report leaked to him by an insider, which confirms that Rich had contacted WikiLeaks with sample emails from DNC leaker and asked for payment for the full data dump. And it goes on from there. And he has multiple ambassadors telling him the same thing. One of these ambassadors has gone public to say he met with U.S. intelligence and they showed him the files that Rich was reportedly out there trying to sell the data. Isn't that interesting? Well, they don't want you to hear it. We've had to bleep it, but this is the candid recording of Cy Hirsch. Here is that report.
But WikiLeaks got access, and before he was killed. About the kid, I'll tell you what I know. What I know comes off an FBI report. Don't ask me how. You can figure out. I've been around long enough. The kid gets, I don't think he was murdered. I don't think he was murdered because of what he knew. The kid's a nice boy, 27. He was not an IT expert, but he learned stuff. He was a data programmer, but he learned stuff. And so he's living on one street somewhere. He's living in a very rough neighborhood. And in the exact area was where he'd been, there's been about 10, I'm sure you know all this, there's been about 8 or 9 or 10 violent, robberies. Most of them with somebody brandishing a gun. And it's the kid's hand, I'm telling you, but I'm sure you know it. His hands were marked up. The cops concluded he fought off the people, tried to run, and they shot him twice in the back with a .22, small caliber. And then the kids just did it, ran. They got scared, didn't take his wallet. Okay, so what the cops do this, and here's what nobody knows, what I'm telling you. Now, maybe you know something about it. When you have a death like that, D.C. cops, if you're dead, you generally don't just go. You have to find out what's going on. You have to get to the kid's apartment and see what you can find. If he's dead, you don't need a warrant. But most cops get a warrant because they don't know if the guy has a roommate. You need a warrant. So they get a warrant. I'm just telling you, there is such a thing. They go in the house and they can't do much with his computer, his password. The cops don't know much about it. So the D.C. cops, they have a cyber unit in D.C. and they're more sophisticated. They come and look at it. The idea is maybe he's had a series of exchanges with somebody who says, I'm going to kill you. Over a girl, and they can't get in. The cyber guys do a little better, but they can't make sense of it. So they call the FBI cyber unit. The DC unit, the Washington Field Office, is a hot unit. The guy running the Washington Field Office, he's like a 3-star at an army base. He's ready looking for 4. You know what I mean? He's going to go with a top job. There's a cyber unit there that's excellent. What you get in a warrant, the public information you get in the warrant doesn't include, it does not include the affidavit underlying what, why you're going in, what the reasons are. That's almost never available on. I can tell you that. The existence of a warrant is a public document 99% of the time. So, they, on the same warrant, they call in the Fed. The Feds get through, and here's what they find. This is according to the FBI report. What they find is, Jeannie makes, first of all, you have to know some basic facts. One of the basic facts is, no, there's no DMZ or Podesta email that exists beyond May 22nd, May 21st, 22nd, the last email for either one of those groups. And so this, so what the report says, that sometime in late spring, we're talking about June, you know, summer's in June 21st, late spring would be after, I presume, I don't know, I just say it says late spring, early summer. He makes contact with WikiLeaks. That's in his computer, and he makes contact. Now, I have to be careful because I met Julian, and Julian, 10, 12 years, I say the f*** away from people like that. You know, he said, invited me, and when I'm in London, I always get a message, come see me at the Ecuadorian embassy, and there's a f***ing way I'm going there. I got enough trouble without getting photographed. But he's under total surveillance by everybody. But anyway, they found what he had done. He had submitted a series of documents, of emails, some juicy emails from the DNC. And, you know, by the way, all this about the DNC, you know, whether hacked or wasn't hacked, but whatever happened, the Democrats themselves wrote this, you know what I mean? All I know is that he offered a sample, an extensive sample, you know, I'm sure dozens of emails, and said, I want money. That later, WikiLeaks did get the password. He had a Dropbox, a protected Dropbox, which isn't hard to do. I mean, you don't have to be a wizard IT wizard. You know, he was certainly, you know, not a dumb kid. And they got access to the Dropbox. He also, this is also in the FBI report, he also let people know with whom he was dealing. And I don't know how he dealt. I'll tell you about WikiLeaks in a second. I don't know how he dealt with the WikiLeaks, the mechanism, but he also, the word was passed according to the FBI report. I also shared this box with a couple of friends. So if anything happens to me, it's not going to solve your problem. Okay? I don't know what that means. I don't know whether he was, anyway. But WikiLeaks got access, and before he was killed, I can tell you right now, Brennan's a I've known all these people for years. Clapper, sort of a better guy, but not rocket scientist. The NSA guy is a moron. And they, you know, the trouble with all those guys is that the only way they're going to make it to a board or two and get, you know, hired by SAIC to deliver some fat-cat contracts is if they stayed in. With Trump, they're gone. You know, they're done. They're going to live on their pension. They're not going to make it. And I got to tell you, guys in that job, they don't want to live on their pension. They want to be on board like their president. Make $600,000 for going to four visits. I have somebody on the inside. You know, I've been around a long time and I write a lot of stuff. I have somebody on the inside who will go and read a file for me. This person is unbelievably accurate and careful. He's a very high-level guy. He'll do a favor. You're just going to have to trust me. I have what they call, in my business, long-form journalism. I have a narrative of how that whole thing began. It's a Brennan operation. It was an American disinformation. And the president, at one point when they even started telling the press, they were back-briefing the press. The head of the NSA was going and telling the press, Rogers, was telling the press that we even know who in the GRU, the Russian military intelligence service, leaked it. I mean, all bullshit. They were telling these two. I worked at the New York Times for years, and show the New York Times that they have smart guys, but they're totally beholden on sources. If the president or the head of the CIA tells them something, they actually believe it. I was hired at the Times to write about it, to go after the war, in the Vietnam War in 72, because they were just locked in. So that's what the Times is. These guys run the Times. And Trump's not wrong. I mean, I wish he would calm down and have a better press secretary. You don't have to be so. Trump's not wrong to think they all lied about him.
There's Cy Hirsch, the greatest living journalist, and he likes Trump. Just like the Pauls like Trump, any real intellectual like Julian Assange likes Trump. Anybody who's smart, anybody who has the facts, cannot believe how good he is. He's so real, though, he's wild. It's true. I mean, he is the president of the United States, and he is on the deck, and he is in charge. And the elite are scared because they don't know what he's going to do to them because they're such criminals. We'll be back. That was Bombshell Info.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
A great president once said, "The 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help." Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumaLifeUSA.com. That's HumaLifeUSA.com.
Information. Seymour Hersh, 2-time Pulitzer Prize winner, the most famous living American journalist, He's the most famous journalist in the last 100 years, totally documented, coming out in a new report saying he talked to high-level U.S. government officials, ambassadors, you name it. They were watching Seth Rich. They were trying to get into the DNC systems. The DNC hadn't let them in. They knew it was being penetrated. They were watching Seth Rich trying to sell the data to WikiLeaks. And you have WikiLeaks saying, right after he got shot in the back, that, yes, he was their source. Now we have Cy Hirsch confirming all of it. We have the identity of the DNC leaker, and it's not a Russian, ladies and gentlemen. Here is Julian Assange from right after it happened, saying, I investigated both presidential candidates, and only Clinton has ties to Russia. And then you actually look at who did the uranium deal, who got the $100 million for the bank deal, who met with Putin in secret, who had Mueller take illegal uranium samples to a tarmac to meet with the Russians in Europe for the Clintons. Who can make this up? Hillary used the State Department as a whole parallel government, sometimes even against Obama's policies and other globalist policies, running her own system. She was co-president for 8 years with Bill. She was co-president for 8 years with Obama. And that's why the deep state's so arrogant. You've got all these different factions doing whatever they want and nobody looking out for the American people. And here comes Trump saying, we're going to have bids again. We're going to actually cut taxes. We're actually going to secure the border. We're actually going to do the right thing for this country. We're actually going to get the stock market boosted. We're actually going to bring back 1,000-plus companies that are already here. And the Federal Reserve, private, independent from government, its own fourth branch. That's the former head of the Federal Reserve's own words. Congress and the president can do nothing, they claim. Well, Congress can actually repeal the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, and we're close to doing it, so we can do something. But they said they're above the law and have raised interest rates 4 times, they say, to stop the Trump recovery. And they cheer, yay, the Rasmussen polls down to 38, Gallup's down to 34. Well, that's because Gallup isn't as fake as Rasmussen. Just like all those clips and all those news articles during the campaign, when Trump was 15, 20 points behind, then he won. It's called fake polls. That's coming up in the next segment, but here's Cy Hirsch. Here is Julian Assange.
Hillary Clinton has done quite well strategically to try and draw connection between Trump and Russia because she has so many connections of her own. Now, my analysis of Trump and Russia is that there is no substantial connection. Why do I say that? Well, because Trump was trying to invest in Russia before Putin in the 1990s, after Putin, in fact, nearly all the way up to the present moment. And he's had no success. He did not manage to build hotels and so on in Russia. So that shows how insubstantial his contacts are. There's an extremely well-documented pattern of when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, those people, companies, governments, who wanted a decision by the Secretary of State in their favor, making large donations to the Clinton Foundation, or in some other cases, business deals with the people around Hillary Clinton. Now, one particular instance is the approval by Secretary Clinton of selling 20% of the U.S. uranium reprocessing rights to a Russian company to be exported to Russia. So at that time, a large donation was made by those Russian interests to the Clinton Foundation. In addition, Clinton's campaign manager, Podesta, was on the board of a company called Juul Unlimited. And Juul Unlimited held some of these rights and received a $35 million investment from Russia.
And there's a bunch of others as well. That's old news, but there's Assange telling the truth. Meanwhile, Trump has been bullied into signing the legislation for more sanctions against Russia today, and he's being basically bullied into troop increases, you name it, so he can prove he's not a Russian agent. He's not even supposed to talk to Putin at dinner, or he's a Russian agent. It's one of the only areas that Trump has been manipulated into a corner. And notice, it's only made them say he's more of a Russian agent. He could nuke Russia. He could slice baby Russians' necks and drink their blood. That wouldn't be enough for John McCain, the walking brain tumor. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. But when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This message is transmitted at the request of the President of the United States of America and the Office of Homeland Security. In compliance with the United Nations, the President of the United States has declared martial law. Curfew is now in place. Return to your homes. Any congregating of two or more people outside of your homes will result in you being arrested on site.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's the Alex Jones Show.
You will be arrested on site. UN peacekeeping garrisons have severed all data transmissions and telephone communications for national security.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is what would have happened if Hillary would have been Madam President.
All traitors will be.
You know, I ended up taking it home with me last night. I hadn't actually read the Madam President Newsweek from 8 months ago. We'd shown the cover and shown the news articles the day after the election that they actually even had some on store shelves that she was the president. Talk about fake news from Newsweek. But I actually read it last night, and it is the richest comedy you've ever heard. It's how she beat him, what state she beat him in. I mean, it shows how scripted the attempt to steal the election was, down to the six states she tried to steal, but the state officials caught Homeland Security breaking into. This thing is a roadmap to their fraud. It is amazing. So I'm going to shoot a special report on that little juicy in the next few days because it's a doozy. 60-something pages of pure, unadulterated fake news corporate fraud from Newsweek. You know, the same folks that say the case for rioting and cops deserve to die when they get shot in the back of the head pumping gas or pulling somebody over or changing a tire. And that I want violence and have told my listeners, go out and quote, kill more liberals, was the quote last week. But they don't show where I said it. They just have a fake quote that I said, go out and kill more liberals. No, I didn't say that. You said that, Newsweek. What a pack of criminal scum, snot-nosed anti-American people that have had their foot on our neck forever, and now the sleeping giant is awake, and they don't know what to do. So they got caught lying, so they just intensify the make-believe with a big, big cover story. It was a cover story on their website for 2 days. That Alex Jones is trying to get a violent war going. No, we're kicking your traitorous, anti-American, globalist scum intellectually up the block and back down. We are stomping your little piggy faces into the ground. So good luck. Good luck. I mean, this is ridiculous. Oh, Newsweek, tell me about Madam President again and what state she won and how she won and how Trump was so evil. And now that Hillary's won, we've got to mop up, you know, the dangerous right-wing groups and ban their speech. Oh, yes, we know about your whole plan. But it didn't go according to schedule. Now, here's the problem. They're manipulating the public with fake polls again. We're going to cover that. The latest on Obamacare. We've got a senator, another neocon, Jeff Flake. The last name certainly fits the way he's acting. Saying he's proud to be a globalist. That means transferring your sovereignty to an international group. We're going to look at that. Senate Republicans slowly turning their backs on Trump. AP News. They're not slowly turning their backs. They always have been trying to slit his throat. But politically, they have to act like they're with him or they'll be removed from office. When Flake's running for office, he's a big nationalist and a patriot. But when he gets in, he's another establishment wannabe that gets off on being traitorous. He has that same weird narcissist, bug-eyed, barracuda smile that all these people with their fake teeth and the rest of it have. What a joke. Meanwhile, back in the real world, media completely ignores bombshell Seymour Hersh revelations on Seth Rich. That's a powerful headline on Infowars.com, but not powerful enough. It's Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist reveals the identity of the DNC leaker. And the only thing I disagree with Hersh is they're saying, well, you know, there was a high crime area in D.C. Maybe he really got mugged. Maybe he really got shot. That's the oldest way to kill somebody and make it look like it wasn't a hit, was to claim it was a botched robbery. And everybody knows that one of the favorite assassin tools is a .22 long rifle. Doesn't make a big noise, put it to somebody's head and pull the trigger. It's basically like a silenced weapon. No such thing as a silencer. They really call them suppressors. But that is a classic tool of assassination for over 100 years by La Cosa Nostra, by Army Intelligence, and then by the CIA, is a .22 handgun. And that's a fact. A lot of folks like the Rugers as well because they contain not just the report of out of the barrel, but also out of the cartridge. Where it actually detonates farther back in the gun, the cap, detonating the powder and firing the projectile. So I'm just telling you, it's a well-known assassination tool, is a .22. Very, very quiet. I mean, Ruger .22s are used in a lot of assassinations. Now, if you're inside a house and you don't care, it's a shotgun because you don't get rifling off that.
You just shoot somebody in the face with double aught buckshot. Shoot, go ahead and shoot him in the chest for a good measure. Or you can, in the case of Gary Webb, just shoot him twice with a shotgun. But, see, he fought him, so they shot him in the side and in the head. But I'm digressing. Let me just continue on with the news here. But regardless, he is the DNC leaker, and we have that from so many high-level sources, and that's why he's dead, and it's why they're so scared in the media and saying, do not investigate, do not look at this. They're basically saying Seth Rich didn't exist right now. They're ridiculing anybody that looks at it because they're so scared. Now, before I plow into all this news that I just mentioned and a lot more, we are ending the July specials on August 2nd. And I customarily end up going a few days over on sales because I'm kind of chief cook and bottle washer around here. I've got to look at what we've got in stock, what we can discount, what's popular. We do have some new specials coming out tomorrow, but they won't be as extensive, obviously, because this has been such a big sale, such a deep sale. The sale the last month has been the biggest ever, the longest, free shipping, you name it. The free shipping ends today. The 46% on MycoZX, the antifungal, anti-yeast, other part of the probiotic equation. That's the biggest discount ever on that. DNA Force, 20% off. That's got to end today because it's about to sell out anyways. Alexa Pure Breeze, normally $219. Competitors are $400 to $600. It's $149. No one can beat that. Super high quality, super high tech, grabs the garbage out. Uses amazing systems, $149. You ought to buy a lot of these for your house because it does a big room, each one, but I've got four of them in my house personally. I remove units that cost me $1,000 3 years ago that are the same technology and aren't even as good. But again, that's miniaturization. When we first started selling these, the competition was $800 to $1,000. Now it's down to $400. And we're down to $149. Just, it is the best deal. Pro Pure Traveler, amazing stainless steel gravity-fed system. Blows away the competition. All the best filters we carry, Alexa Pure, Pro Pure, they're apples and oranges. They're good across the board, but Pro Pure is excellent. And at $132, 30% off, you cannot beat it. Super Silver Special, the colloidal silver, silver bullet. Super Blue toothpaste is so popular with colloidal silver and iodine, no fluoride. And a power toothbrush that has silver impregnated into the bristles. Amazing. That is 50% off right now. Caveman Combo. This is what's being made fun of by John Oliver. When everybody who's done any research knows bone broth for 2 or 3 years has been the hottest thing out there. It was always hot with grandma, always hot with mom. If you were sick, she'd cook the bones of the chicken into the chicken noodle soup. It's known. Well, this is the bones absolutely taken fresh and then pulverized, and it's got all the trace minerals, all the stuff that's in the marrow, and it tastes great. I challenge anyone. It tastes okay when it's just water, but who does stuff like that with water? Folks mix it with protein, with whey. They put in milk. It's amazing. It tastes like ice cream with milk. And then they take a clip of me drinking it when I did a demonstration on air. So I didn't know that the folks had just put milk in it. And I'm like, that tastes even better. In the full clip, I say, what'd you do? And he goes, Buckley says, I added milk. I go, yeah, it's gone from tasting okay to really great. Wow. And so the fact that I was like savoring it and really going, why is this different? Because I'm honest with folks. I'll tell you, Super Male tastes weird. It works, though. Child East tastes great. A lot of our products taste really great, but I mean, stuff like Super Male, the iodine tastes kind of weird. Oh, and then he made fun of me. And he said that, I said, don't go get the random stuff at the store that's topical. Eat a hole in your stomach and kill you. It can. You've got to go out and get this super high-grade, clean, unbound, properly certified iodine of a totally different type. And I love how they put a promo together that shows mainstream news saying, do not take store-bought iodine. It can kill you. This is the topical type. I mean, I'm just telling you what is a known fact. But then, again, they need to make it sound weird. Everybody knows about ox bone, beef bone, the marrow having the stem cells in it. Anybody who's smart, anybody from the country, anybody from Europe, especially that's where bone broth's big over there, everybody knows you're sick, you take bone broth Everybody knows in weight loss, they do these bone broth juice fasts that are just in the craze for 20 years in Hollywood because they actually work. So I go out and I research. The hottest thing is bone broth. I find out there's hardly any competitors. I find out the stuff they've got is watered down. I set out with a top manufacturer in the company to put out the ultimate bone broth formula. It becomes the national bestseller. It is now the national bestseller of any bone broth product, and it's their job on HBO to make that sound weird and say that it's the dried dust of domesticated bird skeletons. He can technically say that because a chicken is a domesticated bird, but it sounds really weird, like I'm killing parrots and putting them in a blender or something. Again, that's their job. Take something that is as wholesome as it gets, chicken noodle soup to the next level, basically, mixed with chaga mushroom, turmeric, bee pollen, all of it. They even make it sound weird. I'm selling coffee, just like D Magazine did. I'm a scammer. I'm claiming coffee's really good. They make fun of our toothpaste. By the way, the bubble gum without the peppermint and without the tea tree is in because it's a little too strong for kids. Our Super Blue is concentrated. It's a bestseller. Folks are reordering it at record numbers. It's super popular because it works so good. The bubble gum has been gone for, again, almost 6 months. We're trying to fix our supply issues, but we have to get in at the big national factory that makes Tom's of Maine, everybody else. And you got to get the tubes in. It's got to all be prepared. They got to get the factory ready to run it. And then you get in the queue, and it's a hassle. But bubble gum, natural flavor, is now back. Kids love it. Bubble gum is now back available, 4.7 stars. Does have the iodine, does have the quill silver, but doesn't have the really strong peppermint in it. That even for adults, they say it's strong. It's concentrated. So that's back in stock now. That's discounted out of the gates. I guess it is discounted. I wanted to discount that 25%. So that just came back in yesterday. We're going to add that to 25% off. I notice it's not. We're going to sell that for $9.95. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, that's how you fund the operation. And the globalists hate it, but it's all ending today. The free shipping, all those specials, 50% off. On the silver package, 66% off on the silver bullet, colloidal silver, the free shipping on top of it. Some of these items are loss leaders, but I want you to experience how good they are. And I want you to get either the chocolate flavor or strawberry flavor of the caveman, ultimate cave bone broth formula. And I want you to try it with just water. It tastes okay. And I want you to try it with milk and a few ice cubes, and tell me if it doesn't taste delicious. The issue is, though, a lot of folks are using it for weight loss because it's so filling. That's why some people now are actually whipping it up in a blender and then freezing it and eating it like kind of like yogurt ice cream or something. I mean, in fact, we're going to do a whole – I'm doing a taste test. I think I'm going to go down on the hike and bike trail with a whole setup and do a taste test of it versus Frosties from someplace like Wendy's, because I want to show people. We did taste tests with the ProPure. Leanne did a few years ago down there right next to tap water, and everybody liked our filtered water over tap water. They're always saying tap water tastes so great, tap water's so good. You're insane if you're drinking tap water in most cities or even most small towns and most well water's contaminated. You're nuts. And he says, I'm a kook for selling water filters to protect you from estrogen mimickers and chemicals in the water. Absolutely. I'm trying to make money to fund our operation while selling people things they need and that I personally use. Yes, that's what it's called. Symbiotic relationship. If I was a car dealer, I would go out and sell the cars that I personally like. You know, do what you love, sell what you like, sell good products, sell products people get a great response off of. I want you to like it. Why would I put out a bone broth formula that tastes like crap? It took us over a year and a half, scores of different types, to finally get a recipe that tasted okay. And I said on the full show, okay. He knows in that same video, I said it tastes okay without the milk. It tastes so much better with the milk. He knows that, but he misrepresented to you because he's a liar. That's why I haven't properly responded yet, because I'm going to show you what I fully said, just like Megyn Kelly, and then I'm going to show you where he said I was a liar by editing it, because he's not even a liar. John Oliver is a facsimile. He's like a computer program. He's a guy that comes in and looks ironic and looks nerdly for his nerd audience to make them feel less nerdly, and then he does little ironic faces and reads off a teleprompter written by, in some cases, over 100 different contributors. It took him weeks to put together a 20-minute piece on me. Everything they threw at us, total lies, total fraud, total scams, total deception, upside-down inversion of reality, but it failed. Because all your fake polls and all your demonization pieces and all your misrepresenting what I've said and done only affects the most brain-dead, drooling morons that are still under your control. But I digress. The big sales in today. Thank you all for supporting us. But most importantly, pray for the broadcast and support our local affiliates. Support their local sponsors. Become a sponsor or tithe every month. The local radio station, send them $20, $100, or just spread the word about that local station. But that's another part of the equation, supporting those local affiliates. We'll be right back on the other side with the fake polls, the latest on Obamacare, and so much more. Eric Trump says president tougher than D.C. swamp carrying country on his back. I totally agree. A lot of folks want to sit on the fence about Trump. Not me. I'm all in because he's all in.
A great president once said, the nine most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply, and worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
John Oliver came out and put out a piece that took him a couple weeks to put together, lying about InfoWars. And look, HBO hack, insider sphere leaked emails as FBI joins investigation. Wonder what we'll find out about old HBO. Wonder what's going to be in that Hollywood hack. There's always a lot of goodies. Rasmussen, Trump approval down to 38. coming up in the next hour. I'm going to break all that down and show how it's a fraud and go over the history of that information. Dinesh D'Souza is going to be joining us. He's got a new book out that is very powerful. The Big Lie, Exposing the Nazi Roots of the American Left. Wait till you hear this. You think you know it all? Believe me, I even learned some stuff. James Wesley Rawls is joining us. Mark Goldman's joining us. Roger Stone is joining us. It's all coming up today. But first, I saw this number yesterday, and it even shocked me from Interpol. Previously, 80% of the, quote, refugees coming into Europe, now it's 10 million according to the UN, they run the EU migrant program, and they flood your country, were military-age men. And I knew that less than 1% were Christian, even though 20% roughly of Syria was Christian until the ethnic cleansing of the globalists. Well, now it's being reported that just over 1% of migrants arriving in Italy are Syrian refugees. This according to the Italian government. That article's up on Infowars.com. Isn't that just cute? Just 1% of migrants arriving in Italy are Syrian refugees. And most of the so-called Syrians that were there are folks that invaded Syria as part of the Arab Spring. Syria is not really Arab, but it's always getting invaded by the Arabs. That's how you get things in the Middle East. You go steal them. New figures show that just 1.4% of migrants arriving in Italy are Syrian refugees, confirming the fact that the overwhelming majority of people flooding into Europe are economic migrants from countries not at war. But they just say, oh, they're war-torn Christians when they're not. Or they always say, oh, it's boys. It's children that are, it's boys that raped and killed a woman. Kind of like, oh, we're letting children in from Mexico. And most of them aren't from Mexico, and most of them aren't children. I mean, like 17% were under the age of 18. But it's okay. The children are here. Yes, one guy got deported 20 times, and he just got indicted again for more criminal activity. The numbers obtained by the Westminster via Eurostat, the official body tasked with providing statistical information to the Institution of European Union, underscores how the true nature of the migrant crisis is being completely misrepresented by the press, left-wing groups, and politicians. And it goes on to say that out of 58,000 they sampled, just 845 were supposedly Syrians, and most of them weren't even Syrians either, if you look at those numbers. Meanwhile, there's a story by Kit Daniels breaking more of this down. Report, 71% of Italians oppose migrant invasion. That's a Dan Lyman report. Kit, I guess, handed it to me. Panic building as migrants flood Italy in tidal waves. And the answer, of course, is a new EU Navy to make sure that the Italian Navy doesn't stop them or turn them back from the Soros Zodiac boats that go out and pick them up on the coast of Libya and then bring them back in to rape, kill, and destroy. Then they tell Europeans, you've got to get rid of your free speech to comply with Sharia. And they air TV ads from Italy to Germany showing women in hijabs saying, do you wear the hijab? Do you join Islam? Islam is good. Join Islam today. Official UN reports. And now the Scottish government is defending TV pieces they funded and art pieces they funded with black people dancing around saying the Scots are scum and will be defeated. They will be bred out. You are inbred. You are scum. You will die. There's a new article, and the government says, yes, we're proud. It's black guys dancing around going, you are white. You are scum. You will die. I mean, and you're just like, what is going on here? Well, the globalists have already exploited the third world. They can look at the demographics. They're going to turn the minorities they're bringing in racist. They're going to totally balkanize society with it. This is a military wrecking ball operation run by Soros, the Democratic Party, and the globalists. I mean, it's incredible. Second hour coming up.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and